Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another edition of Wrestle Talk. I am your host with the most, Joe Lance. And it's not Wrestle Talk. I apologize. It's Beyond Wrestle Talk. Welcome to another edition of Beyond Wrestle Talk. The third week for Wrestle Talk, at that. The third week, I'm having fun. It's an awesome show. What can I say? It's going to be awesome. Got a lot to talk about. I think today is the first time I'm doing a two-hour show. Usually I'm only doing a one-hour show, but I think today I may be doing a two-hour show. I may still do a one-hour show. I don't know. If you like to call, number is 215-383-3847. That's 215-383-3847. Let's open up the chat here. And I have no internet connection, so unfortunately I'm not going to be able to do the chat right now. So once I get the internet connection back again, which I'm sorry, but I have some really, really, really crappy internet. If you'd like to call in, the number is 215-383-3847. I'd love to hear from you. Let's start off with the Ray Wyatt promo. Ray Wyatt has been doing these cryptic promos like only Ray Wyatt can do. And the rumor is that these promos are geared towards the wrestler known as Ryback. Now, I'm not sure the case. All I know is that that's what is being said, that Bray Wyatt's next feud is going to be with Ryback. Not sure how I feel about that, actually. I feel that this is good. I'm not sure if I'm on the air or not. You know what? Let's do this. I'm not sure if I'm on the air or not. Just not saying I'm on the air. Blog Talk's being kind of, my computer's being kind of stupid tonight. Something else I wanted to talk about is, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to Beyond Wrestle Talk. This is the Wrestle Talk show after Wrestle Talk. We talk about just about everything. Trying to get my internet back up. I'm really sorry, guys. It's not going too well right now. I don't know what's going on. Crap, this is not good. Anyways, WWE has banned the whole. And I'm back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm back. Trying to get, connected, I'm on the air, all right, good, finally I'm on the air, ladies and gentlemen, finally, I'm not sure if I'm still on the air or not. Let's see. Anyways, chat's not looking. Let's go ahead and take a break before beginning anything else. This is ridiculous. It's an awesome move. Nobody else is doing that move. And been taken in the rainbow. Absolutely, positively, ridiculous. It pisses me the fuck off. Sorry about my language. It's an explicit show, but it pisses me the fuck off. You know, it's just one more thing that WWE, in my opinion, has screwed up. You know, what's next? You're going to have the wrestlers wrestle on pillows now so they don't get hurt? Come on now. It's ridiculous. It is absolutely, positively ridiculous. It looks like Roman Reigns and Kane are going to be feuding next after Roman Reigns and the Big Show are finished feuding. I think that's going to be a good one. I think Roman Reigns and Kane will be a pretty good feud. I think it's probably going to come about at the next pay-per-view, because if you listen to WrestleTalk last night, which airs every Tuesday night from 8 o'clock to 11 o'clock with yours truly and Mick Rose, if you listened to it last night, then you know that it looks like they've already announced the main event for Payback in Baltimore, which will be going there. Me and Rick, we've already got our tickets. We're going to be at that pay-per-view. It looks like it's going to be Reigns against Randy Orton against Seth Rollins for the championship. So we're going to have to wait and see how things go. I think that's probably how it's going to start out, and at the next pay-per-view, they're going to probably have a match. Hopefully. Daniel Bryan's health is still not very good. We're not sure what is going to happen Sunday. He may be at the pay-per-view Sunday. He may not be at the pay-per-view Sunday. I know that he got injured during one of the matches at overseas in England, and they've taken him off of the air, you know, to kind of let him heal, I guess. And I really hope that he can actually make it to the pay-per-view. I mean, it's not going to be the end of the world, but my question is, you know, how, you know, use him as the Intercontinental Champion if he's still injured. Now, the rumor is that he's going to miss up to 4 weeks of action due to his injury. So it could be without Bray Wyatt for like 4 weeks. So you may not see him until near the time for the Payback thing, which is not good. You know, they can definitely build up the match between him and Bad News Barrett. I think that'd be a great match, a great match. Monday Night Raw, you saw the Lucha Dragons against the New Day. Of course, you know, we saw pretty much saw a New Day heel turn. They won the match by one of the wrestlers holding I don't know which wrestler it was. He was holding one of the Lucha Dragons in outside of the ring so that they couldn't get back in, and he got counted out. So we saw a heel turn for the New Day. Naomi versus Brie Bella, but Naomi continued with her heel turn. And now it looks like she's going to be facing Nikki Bella for the Divas Championship at the Extreme Rules. So the question is she going to be able to defeat Nikki Bella at Extreme Rules? We're just going to have to wait and see. We also saw Sheamus against Zack Ryder, which was basically a squash match to set up the Kiss My Ass, or whatever how you say it, with Extreme Rules between him and Dolph Ziggler. Dolph came down and made the save for Zack Ryder after Ryder got destroyed by Shane McMahon. It was just a destruction. It was not good. John Cena went up against Kane and Cena's open challenge for the U.S. title, which actually turned out to be a pretty good match. I think that may have been one of my favorite matches of the night. I think that Cena against Kane was a really good match. Of course, they wrestled each other before. It's not anything new that we haven't seen. We also saw Miz down against The Miz. We saw Summer Rae turn on Miz Dow and help The Miz win his match. And I think we saw the end of Miz Dow. I think he's going to go back to Daniel Sandow. I know that The Miz is actually going to be taking some time off because he's going to be filming another movie. So this, what happened Monday night, that's pretty much the end of The Miz against Sandow. Hopefully they pick it back up when he comes back. I don't know. I just think that it's pretty ridiculous that you set up this feud and just have Damian Sandow get beat constantly by The Miz. What is that? Hearing noises, people, I'm hearing noises. Ridiculous, it's crazy. Tonight's just been a crazy night, you know, trying to get on the air and everything. My internet was messed up, and I'm really sorry. We saw Ryback against Adam Rose, which was a really good match. One of the wrestlers that we saw at Kobe for All or Nothing 9, Chris Roud was actually one of the rosebuds for that match. He was the guy in the banana suit. So that's pretty cool to see somebody wrestling on Saturday and then on Monday night being at Monday Night Raw. That's pretty cool, if you ask me. Last match of the night was Ziggler against Rollins. Was a pretty good match, if you ask me. Obviously, what stole Monday Night Raw was when Orton was just RKing everybody. He RKed at least five different people. It was ridiculous. And then it all ended with him RKing Seth Rollins, which was freaking awesome. It was an awesome RKO. Rollins came off of the ropes and he just hit him with the RKO, and then it was pretty sweet. Missy Hyatt, if you remember Missy Hyatt. Missy Hyatt used to be a WCW valet. She used to be a commentator, an interviewer. But apparently she was arrested on grand theft charges. Now, this is a really, really crazy story. Because apparently this woman, some other lady, left her Civil War uniform in Missy's rental car. I don't know why she did that. I don't know how that happened. Missy returned the car not knowing that the item was in her car. The lady, therefore, called the cops and said it was over $10,000, an over $10,000 item, which is considered grand larceny. The Missy turned herself in. She was released hours later. She's not expecting to do any time or to get into any trouble for what had happened. It may be a miscommunication. The lady, this is all coming from Missy Hyatt. So it may be more than what we think it is. It may not be more than what we think it is. If you'd like to call the numbers 215 215-383-3847. That's 215-383-3847. Let's check the chat. There's nobody in chat once again. Hope that I get some calls. Ring of Honor's War of Worlds lineup. Nights 1 and 2. This is going to be an amazing show. It's in Philadelphia, I believe. You're going to see AJ Styles against a mystery opponent. Are going to be against Okada and Nakamura. Tanishi and Justin Liger versus the Red Dragon. Michael Elgin versus Naito. Delirious versus Jeter. You're going to see Roderick Strong versus Kushida. I don't know. Jay Lethal against Watanabe and the Addiction versus the Kingdom versus the Young Bucks. That's going to be an amazing, amazing, amazing show. I cannot wait for that show. It's going to be awesome. It's definitely going to be a show you do not want to miss. It's in Philadelphia, if I'm not mistaken. I mean, just the fact that you will see a lot of Japanese wrestlers from Noah and, you know, all the other Japanese companies are going to be there, and it's going to be an awesome, awesome show. It's going to be a two-night show. It's just, if I could get the time off to go to that show, I definitely would go to that show. Easily, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. I would definitely 100% go to that show. We got Extreme Rules coming up Sunday. Now, in Extreme Rules, you're going to have, I'm going to go about match by match, and we're going to talk about each match. You've got Sheamus against Dolph Ziggler. I feel that with the heel push that Sheamus has been getting, that he's going to be defeating Dolph Ziggler on Sunday. I'm not sure if he's going to do it on, you know, family. But I feel that he's going to be able to defeat Dolph Ziggler. One could be wrong. I definitely could be wrong. He could, you know, not beat Dolph Ziggler on Sunday. You got the New Day against Face and Sid and Cesaro. Now, I'm not sure how they're going to do this since Cesaro and Kid are heels. And now it looks like the New Day are going to be heels as well. I'm thinking, if I'm not mistaken, that I heard that the Cesaro and Kid were going to actually be playing the baby faces on Sunday, which is kind of strange since we've seen them as heels and not baby faces yet. You know, maybe this Sunday, the New Day won't be full-fledged heels. I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. I'm still going with Cesaro and Kid. That's my pick. I don't think that the New Day is ready yet for the Tag Team Championship. Naomi against Nikki Bella. This was a tough one. Because it can go either way. You can have Nikki Bella win and have Naomi attack her at the end. You can have Naomi win and they continue with her heel run, which, either which way, I'd be happy. I would actually be happy if that were to happen. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to call, the number is 215-3847. That's 215-383-3847. I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to have you tell me what you think of me, what you think of the show, what you think the show's thing. You know, whatever. Just let me know. I'm thinking that with everything going on today, we're only going to do an hour show. It's not going to be 2 hours. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. It's been a crazy night tonight. This day in history, today, in 1985, Hulk Hogan headlined Madison Square Garden against Don Morocco, which I'm sure was an awesome match because Don Morocco was a great wrestler. Hulk Hogan was a great wrestler. I grew up watching Don Morocco. I remember when Don Morocco wrestled Jimmy Snuka, and Jimmy Snuka hit the Slayers off of the top of the steel cage, which at that time had never been done before. That was the first time that had ever been done. So I'm sure that that was a great match. In 1996, the Giant defeated Ric Flair for the WCW title on Monday Nitro. I mean, the fact that he beat Ric Flair on Monday Nitro for the title was just, you know, awesome, especially since he was on Monday Nitro. You know, you don't usually see the titles changing hands on Monday night. Usually they wait for the pay-per-views. But apparently in 1996, go ahead and give the Giant the WCW World Heavyweight Championship belt. He defeated Ric Flair. Tonight is also the debut of Corey Graves' show Culture Shock, which is debuting on the WWE Network. I don't know too much about this show. I think hopefully it'll be a good show. I'm sure it will. The WWE Network, folks, if you don't have it, you definitely need to get it. 100%. You definitely need to get the WWE Network. You can watch old school matches, you can watch old school pay-per-views, whatever you want. You can definitely watch it. We're about ready to go to our break. I'm going to play a song that most people would know. They're going to know who the voice is, obviously. You're going to have to wait and see, ladies and gentlemen, who this band is, who this singer is, and you'll see if you know who it is. 4, 3, 2, 1. Thank you. ladies and gentlemen, we are back. We are back once again, ready to go for the next half an hour. So it looks like tonight, in Lucha Underground, we're going to see the Trios champion crown. It's either going to be Cage, Killshot, and Tejero, or Angelio, Evil-Less, and Son of Havoc. Angelio, Evil-Less, and Son of Havoc, they haven't been getting together. Evil-Less was the girlfriend of Son of Havoc. Angelica got involved, and it's just been absolutely crazy. So hopefully they'll be able to put their differences aside and become the Trios champion, the Lucha Underground Trios champion. If you never watched Lucha Underground, you're definitely missing out. You need to watch that show. That show is freaking awesome. And in my opinion, that show is freaking awesome. I love it. It's a great show. I watch it as much as I possibly can. WWE has also announced that NXT is going on the road. They have a NXT on the road tour announced. There's a lot of dates in Florida. There's a lot of dates all over the place. There's even one in Philadelphia. That's the closest one to where I am in May. May 14th, actually, in Philadelphia. So if you're in the Philadelphia area, you can get your opportunity to see NXT, which is pretty cool because right now NXT is only being done in Florida at Full Sail University. So this is a way to get more people into watching NXT, which I think is awesome. They also have started the Tough Enough again. They're starting that up again. And people are turning in their applications and their video submissions. And let me tell you, some of these video submissions have me cracking the hell up. I mean, they are really, really funny. Like, some of them are really funny. Some of them are really, really bad. I think I saw one where the lady was her vacuum cleaner over her head, I guess, to show how strong she was. They had one guy that was walking around in what looked like a diaper, but he had a bunch of celebrities, you know, saying that he was tough enough, and each time they'd say he was tough enough, he'd get hit in the head with a steel chair. Even had Dolph Ziggler was even on there. Dolph Ziggler was even on. I'm not sure if that one was a parody or not, because I'm not sure why they even had Dolph Ziggler, how the guy got Dolph Ziggler on there, but yeah. Some of them have been really good, and some of them have been like, wow, that's not cool. Some of them have not been very good. NXT tonight, you're going to see Kevin Owens against Alex Riley for the NXT title. You're also going to see Charlotte against Becky Lynch and Bayley for the number one contender. The number one contendership, which I'm sure that the belt will be on the line at the next NXT TakeOver. Whenever that is, I'm glad that they don't do NXT takeovers every month. I think that's a awesome thing to do, to, you know, do it every couple months, because it gets the fans more into it. You know, it gets them to build up their feud more, which that's why I feel that's what the WWE should do with their feud. With their pay-per-views, you know, I don't feel that they need a pay-per-view every month. Like, I grew up with only having four pay-per-views a year: Survivor Series, SummerSlam, Royal Rumble, and WrestleMania. those were the four pay-per-views of the year. Like, they didn't have, you know, Extreme Rules and all these other pay-per-views. I'm sure that they're making money on these pay-per-views, but I feel that with only having the four pay-per-views, that it makes it gets better reactions because they're able to build feuds more. But I'm sure that if they were to do that, people would probably complain because, you know, all the feuds are getting boring and whatnot. And it's just, my opinion is, I think they should cut back on the paper. You know, they got rid of the Elimination Chamber pay-per-view, and they replaced it with Fastlane, which was not a very good pay-per-view. Talk some more about Miz and Sandow on Monday night. Like I said, it's the end of their feud for now because the Miz is taking time off for a movie that he's doing. I love the Miz and Mizdow feud. I thought that it was great how they built up to the feud. I would rather have seen them kind of wrestle at a pay-per-view instead of wrestling on Monday Night Raw. And I feel that, you know, that they should have, like, stayed away from each other after they broke up until the pay-per-view. I think it would have made it a lot better. Because now they can't really wrestle at a pay-per-view because the fans are going to say, we've seen this on Monday Night Raw. I think it was genius that Summer Rae turned on Damian Sandow. Nobody's still in chat. Everybody's being quiet tonight, I'm telling you. I thought that was a great way to end the feud with the Miz going out on top. I'm sure some people have different opinions. Big Vito. He's suing the WWE because he's saying he was forced to work with concussions and forced to work injured. And he went on the In the Room podcast, and he talked about that he was at the angle where he was wearing a dress. And those who don't know, Vito is this huge, big Italian guy. And he has always played the tough Italian guy. So they decided that they wanted to give him something different. So they figured that it would be pretty funny to have him dress and wrestle in a dress. Have him wrestling in a dress. And this book, eventually it wore off and he ended up getting released. I'm not sure why he was released. He used to wrestle in WCW, but among other companies. And he got a couple concussions, and instead of taking the time off that he needed for the concussion, they continued to have him wrestle. This was before they were really concerned about concussion. This was when they were still going to the head, but they don't do now. And it just seems like, I don't know, it's ridiculous. Like I said, Brian's going to end up missing up to 4 weeks of action due to his injury, which really, really, really kind of stinks because he just won the Intercontinental Championship and now he's injured again. And it makes you wonder if he's ever going to be the WWE champion again. Because being healthy, they're not going to be able to be defending that he's going to win. He's going to be, you know, a good champion. Because they're not going to put the championship on him to have him get injured again like last time. I think that him getting injured really kind of screwed over things. You know, he wasn't supposed to lose the world title that way. He did. I wasn't sure how long he was going to be out. He was out for quite some time. He ended up coming back. I think it was right before the Royal Rumble. And now he's injured once again. So, time will only tell. Hopefully we'll see him Sunday. If not, it's understandable why we wouldn't see him Sunday. Shane Hill. Hurricane Shane Hill. Looks like he may replace Taz in TNA as a commentator. For those of you who don't know, ladies and gentlemen, looks like we have a caller in. 304. Hello, caller. You're calling into Beyond Wrestle Talk. How can I help you?
What's happening, man?
Is this the former co-host of Wrestle Talk, JB?
Oh, he knows.
Oh, my goodness. Well, once again, you've called in once again. You are the savior of Beyond Wrestle Talk once again.
You were talking about Daniel Bryan and his injury, and it intrigued me because I think that, you know, Triple H and the Authority are going to strip him of that, and he's going to be, like, one of the only guys, if not the only guy, to be stripped of the world title and the Intercontinental title.
I can see that happening. I can actually see that actually happening. It's terrible. It sucks because he's a great wrestler. He's got a lot of people following him, but he just keeps getting injured. I mean, what can you do? There's really not much that the WWE can do, you know?
Oh, no doubt. You just kind of got to suffer through it.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, ridiculous. So, are you going to be watching the Extreme Rules pay-per-view, JB?
I couldn't hear you, man. You're cutting out.
I said, are you going to be watching the Extreme Rules pay-per-view on Sunday?
You know, I probably will because, well, I don't think that the card is really stacked up, but, you know, WrestleMania kind of surprised me, too. I thought WrestleMania was going to be crap, but, you know, it turned out to be a pretty great show, so I'll give it a shot.
It was great, and the greatest thing that happened at WrestleMania was Brock Lesnar lost that belt.
Oh, yeah, of course you'd bring that up. Well, he's going to get it again, man. There's no doubt in my mind. We all know it.
I mean, he went, and he lost it on a Sunday, and then on Monday, he went on the Monday Night Raw and just, like, destroyed everything and ended up getting suspended and whatnot. So, you know, we may see Brock Lesnar again. We may not see Brock Lesnar again. You never know.
Well, you know, he's not going to take any more curb stomps because, as you said earlier, that move's banned now, which I think is bullshit.
Yeah, I agree. That is complete bullshit. It was ridiculous that was even banned. I mean, how are you going to take the one move that everybody knows what that move is and just say, oh, well, we think that is dangerous? Who's gotten hurt from the curb stomp? Nobody.
Well, you know, what really irks me is, like, back when Owen Hart was still alive, after he broke Stone Cold's neck with that pile driver, he wore that Owen 316 shirt, and on the back it said, I just broke your neck.
Exactly.
Like, and
exactly.
Now he can't even do a move because he's putting someone at risk. As you said, wrestling moves can kill people.
Exactly. That's how wrestling is. That's how wrestling has changed. I mean, it used to be, you know, they used to see stuff like, you know, the power driver and all this other stuff, you know, when people would get hit in the head with chairs. And now, you know, you can't hit somebody in the head with a chair. There's moves that you can't do because they're afraid somebody's going to get injured. And it's like, why not just have the wrestlers wrestle on pillows? I mean, you know, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, that was a very controversial thing that happened in WWE this week. I'm still have a great displeasure for it right now.
Exactly. But you can still go on the WWE 2K15 and do the curb stomp all that you want to.
It's not the same. Definitely not.
I mean, if I wanted to, I could give Brock Lesnar 15 curb stomps in a row. Well, not in a row, but I could give him 15 curb stomps.
I bet you'd enjoy that too, you son of a bitch.
Just maybe. So, at Extreme Rules, what match are you looking forward to most? Myself, I'm looking forward to the Randy Orton against Seth Rollins. I think it's going to be a good match.
Yeah, I think that's the match I want to see the most, too, because I don't really know what the outcome is going to be. I'm pretty sure Seth's going to retain. And, I think he's going to retain because I think Randy Orton's going to, like, everyone's going to interfere and he's going to go crazy and just do the RKO to everyone and then RKO Seth Rollins by accident and then the match will be over. He retains by disqualification.
That could definitely happen because he's not allowed to use the RKO. That could definitely happen.
But then again, Randy Orton hasn't been the world champ for a while.
No, he hasn't, but I don't see the WWE letting Seth Rollins win the title the way he did and at the next pay-per-view we have him losing. I don't see that happening.
Well, they made him look really weak, especially on Raw when Titus O'Neil came out barking at him.
Primetime
players. Which I thought was hilarious.
You like the old primetime players, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Dude, they're hilarious. Or they used to be. Now they're kind of like they're missing something. But I think they still make me laugh a little bit. So...
They do.
I don't mind watching them wrestle.
So, on Monday night, you all, we got to see what looks like the start of a New Day heel turn. That should be interesting.
I believe the crowd was chanting, "You can't clap." I think Big E should run with that.
Yeah, the crowd definitely does not like the New Day. Like, they started doing the New Day stuff and everything. They do the crap, and it's just so. I think it was a good idea for them to turn the New Day heel. I'm not sure how that's going to work out at the pay-per-view since they're facing Cesaro and Kid, who are also heels. You don't generally see two heels facing each other.
You haven't seen that for a while, or at least that I can think of. In current times.
Well,
you know, you mentioned earlier Don Morocco, man. I remember when Earthquake debuted, and I think Don Morocco had an open challenge to anyone from the crowd, and Earthquake came out as John from West Virginia.
I remember that. I remember that. As a matter of fact, I saw a match with the Earthquake last weekend. It was when he was with the Oddity. He was Golgo, whatever the heck his name was. And he wore the Eric Cartman t-shirt and had the Eric Cartman doll. It was a good match.
Yeah.
Good old Oddity. They had the Insane Clown Posse there, and they had Luna, and that was a crazy tag team. Like that was a crazy group.
See, now, Kurgan, he was a big guy, but I'd rather watch him perform than the Great Khali, man.
There you go, with the hatred of the Great Khali.
At least Kurgan has that. Kurgan had that cool little thing where he grabbed you by the face.
Uh-huh.
Submission move. But Kali had the chop, man.
Yeah, I mean, he had the Kali chop. Like, he hit you with that and you'd be out like a light. I mean, he could hit you with that from, like, a mile away. I mean, he could hit you with that chop from anywhere. You could be coming off the rest and he hit you with it. He could be jumping off the rest and he hit you with it. He could hit you with that chop anywhere.
Didn't he beat The Undertaker with that one time?
Yes, he did.
Ugh.
Yes, he did. And then
whoever came
him,
up with it.
You know,
I know you're his biggest
fan. Well, I wouldn't say I'm his biggest fan, but I don't mind seeing the great college. I'm not his biggest fan, but I don't mind seeing the great college, that's for sure. The great college is just, you know, it's a special thing to be able to see the great college live, and I can say that I've seen the great college live. He was wrestling.
Yeah, I unfortunately saw him live too, but I wasn't close enough to spit on him.
He was wrestling as The Undertaker in a last man standing match, which was a pretty good match.
I saw Edge fight him in like an over the top rope battle royal or something like that.
And I still remember when the Great Khali won that battle royal to become the World Heavyweight Champion. That was awesome.
I'm sorry about my delayed response, man. I thought I was going to puke.
But yeah, and also this day in history, in 1996, the Giant defeated Ric Flair for the WCW title on Monday Nitro. You don't see the titles changing hands very often on Monday night.
That is, well, I mean, it doesn't happen too often, but, I mean, it has happened. It should be special when it does happen, man.
Exactly. Now, my question is, do you think that John Cena is going to be able to defeat Rusev on Sunday in the chain match?
Oh, no doubt, man. I hope he comes out with the Thugonomic theme music and everything.
He just might. He just might. I think that the WWE Universe needs to have the Thugonomics John Cena come back again. Because I love the Thugonomics John Cena. The Road Life, how he used to do the rap battles. And it was awesome.
Didn't he come back when he fought The Rock?
He came out for that song
one day and wore the chain.
He did it a little bit, and then they stopped it, and he continued with his John Cena hustle, loyalty, and respect, and, you know, all that good stuff. But I think that he's going to be able to defeat the leadership on Sunday. I hope he defeats it, because the only thing that I hope that happens is what I need to happen on Sunday, is I need for Cesaro and Kid to win. I need for Naomi to win. I need for John Cena to win. I need for Seth Rollins to win. Sheamus and for for Roman Reigns to win. And I'll be the WrestleTalk champion once again. And I'll take the championship away from Rick, because we all said the same thing. We all picked the same wrestlers except for John Cena match. He picked Rusev to beat John Cena.
I don't think that's going to happen. Rusev is going down, man.
That's what I was thinking. But danger things have happened. Hopefully, if that happens, I won't have to deal with Logan Myers again. I'll be so happy. I won't have to, for a whole month, I won't have to deal with Logan Myers. I may just bring you on as my advocate, JB. You could be my advocate. Would you like to be my personal advocate?
we'll have to start recording some sound bits and stuff. I'll have to cut a promo for you and record it.
Exactly.
And then you can play it.
I will keep in touch with you. We got about 50 seconds left before the end of the show. Thank you for calling in, JV. You're a great guy. Next week, we're going to start going to 2 hours, and we'll have more time to talk about all kinds of good stuff.
Sounds good, man. I'll holler at you later.
All right. Thank you for calling in, JV. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got about 28 seconds left before the end of Beyond Wrestle Talk. Thank you for tuning in. For those of you that tuned in, thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting. Make sure to listen to Wrestle Talk on Tuesday night from 8 to 11 on Renegade Radio Network. Like, subscribe, comment. Peace.